Well, are you and then you do what they told you. You know?
Are you telling people to listen to that?
No. So what I'm saying is, you have alternatives, people. WBCQ is an alternative. Hey, man, that's where we're at, Doc. That's why we signed on with Alan Weiner.
All right, people.
Part of the dream.
The people, if you're listening to us right now, you must continue to listen to us because what we have to say is the only good thing out there, the only valuable thing out there. So only listen to us.
No. Okay. Well, we're part of the solution. Maybe, I don't know. And this guy Keith Lake is also. So once again, go to the internet and do a search on the last radio station and dial him up and check out the stream. Now, Doc, very, very exciting. Something especially for you. I've been waiting for this now. I went to a vinyl record show couple months ago, and I came into this record that I thought, oh, holy shit, this is what Doc was talking about. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
This goes back to maybe the very first show that we did. Like, we were sitting around at our old studio, you know?
Yeah.
Back in, what was it, North Dakota, wherever we were,
I was probably eating some fast food from the place next door.
Yeah, back in 63, man. And you remember, you suddenly turned to me once, sort of off mic one day, and you said, hey, you know that song, I Know You, Rider?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Was that like a blues thing? And you were like all about it. But I didn't remember, like, who was your version by or what do you know about it? How does that tie in with Dr. Doc Brown? So give me the story again here quick while we're...
There's a lot of different versions of the story, but basically it's the Grateful Dead, that the version that I've grown up with and loved. And on the night that Jerry Garcia died, I was at this little bar at a little tribute to Jerry Garcia. The night he died, like a makeshift little tribute where this little band was playing.
Wow.
And this guy, Black Dave, who was the bartender, and he was dark, he came around from the bar, and he had this incredible soulful voice, and he sang it with this little makeshift band. And I swear to God, I looked up, and there was, like, Jerry Garcia's, like, face was in the room, like, in the, looking down at me.
Like being and projected onto the smoke.
Singing that. There's that one line, I wish I was a headlight in the on a northbound train.
Yeah.
So I could shine my light in the cool Colorado rain. And, like, when Jerry used to sing that, it would be like, woo. Like, you'd get the shivers.
Yeah.
And that night, it was like, whoa. Like, Jerry was like, woo. You know this picture of Jerry Garcia where he's like looking down with like his hair is all wavy?
Sure. Yeah.
It was like that coming with his glasses on, like looking halfway out of his glasses.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one of those like mind-bending moments. Yeah,
well,
it was.
All right, well. It's like the Virgin Mary on the grilled cheese sandwich.
Right, except I don't think anybody else saw it but me.
Well, it wasn't on eBay then, probably.
Right.
Well, this is exciting because there I was flipping through some old 45s, you know, as I am wont to do, like that lava lamp. Shh, moment of silence. Thank you. And I came across this 45, a promo copy, no less. Promo.
Ooh.
On the RCA label out of, I think, I'm going to put it like around 1966. And it's none other than the Astronauts doing I Know You, Rider. And this one's going out to Dr. Doc Brown tonight. Whoa. Exclusively on the Lost Discs radio show.
Some Discs, radio, lost discs, radio, lost discs, radio, lost discs, radio, lost discs, radio.
It's rock and roll, brother!
I have a drug here.
I particularly am not here to promote marijuana.
From the Tammy Show here from Jan and Dean. That's spinning off of the original Liberty Records LP. Okay, the mono copy. You digging me, man? We're broadcasting to you in glorious mono. Monophonic sound here for Lost Discs Radio Show. We are live tonight on April 8th of 2005. And if you're digging it, you should be in touch with us right now. It's on the email, lost@wbcq.us. Folks, people have been writing in for these QSL cards, and let me give a quick plug for those. It's true. We have these QSL cards with our college intern, Chesty, on the front. But it's not, you don't really see all of Chesty, if you know what I mean. You see, well, the most important part of Chesty. Clearly exposed, and these things are being delivered by the United States Postal Service. So contact us tonight. We had two requests in the P.O. box for these QSL cards. Various people have written in, including Rabishu, but the excitement now is that we got a guy in Missouri, in Grain Valley, Missouri, a guy named Cliff, who wrote into the P.O. box and said, I've got to see Chesty's QSL card for the Lost Discs radio show.
A guy named Cliff lives in the valley.
Guy named Cliff living in the valley.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And some guy in Nebraska, okay? This is Mark Myers in Hastings, Nebraska. He also wrote in and said, and I'm paraphrasing now, Jeez is, I've got to see these QSL cards with Chesty's chess on them. So if you write in or if you email in, once again, the P.O. box that these guys sent it to is, of course, the Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. Of course, we're in the USA. Now, Doc,
yeah.
Before we got off on a tangent there, we were spinning this Jan and Dean action. Now, one of the reasons that I got excited about this was because I was flipping through the LPs this week, and I came across this live Jan and Dean LP that we just played from.
Command Performance.
Command Performance, right? And I was spinning through some of the Jan and Dean LPs that you had left over here. You've got about five or six of them that are still sitting in the studio.
Oh, really?
In case you've been looking for them. They're here.
Oh, okay.
And we've talked many times before. Now, of course, we're coming up now on the one-year anniversary of whose-his-name's death?
Jan
Barry's death. And I want to know, first of all, how you're faring.
Doing all right.
Okay. Secondly, I'd like to know, we've spoke many times before about this movie called Ride the Wild Surf and the sort of soundtrack LP that Jan and Dean did and sort of didn't do.
Yep.
And you told me on the first Jan and Dean Spectacular show that we did that it was something tied in with the kidnapping of Frank Sinatra Jr.
Correct.
Could you elaborate on that briefly?
Yeah, my understanding was that one of Jan and Dean's friends was involved in a kidnapping plot involving Frank Sinatra Jr. And when the studio executives found out about that, they weren't going to be allowed to perform the soundtrack or even perform in the movie. Jan and Dean were actually going to be in the movie also. But
could have been big.
They were removed from it. And it was supposed to be some stunt by those wacky California kids, you know?
Yeah, but you don't mess around with Frank Sinatra's
family,
let's say. Okay, so...
Let's put it this way. It was soon after that that Jan had his first accident.
That's not funny.
Well, no, when he broke his leg on the train tracks filming a movie.
Oh, okay. Before they filmed that TV show pilot that they were going to do.
Right.
What was that going to be called? Jan and Dean on the Run or something?
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that the title?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Something like that. On the run.
Something like that.
Anyways. Pretty good, though, that we got that. That was a score.
Yeah, that's pretty outstanding that we even know that exists, I'll tell you. So what happened was
Barbara Eden's in that, and she's also in Ride the Wild Surf.
Barbara Eden, that's right.
They were all hanging in the
same
crew at the
Barbara
same time.
Eden makes the scene in the movie and in the pilot of the Jan and Dean TV show that, of course, never got off the ground because
they were a tight little crew.
Of the horrible car accident that soon followed the filming of the TV show. Well, at any rate, I came into, believe it or not, an actual surf record by Frank Sinatra Jr. And ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely horrid. You know, Frank Sinatra Sr., of course, is really well known for his smooth vocals, but get a load of this horrible action from a terrible beach movie called something like The Monster and the Beach Girls and
The
Condoms.
I was right. This Sinatra Jr. was in making the scene out in the beach movies during this time.
Yeah, that's right. He was. He did the whole soundtrack for this B movie. All right, here it comes. Now, let's just listen to this. This is really horrible, but this is true. Frank Sinatra Jr. doing Dance Baby Dance. Good luck, folks.
Dance Baby Dance, come and dance with me. You're the beat of the pounding sea. Ride, baby, ride, come and ride with me. Let your feet go easy and free. Glide, baby, glide, ride into my arms. Like the waves coming to the shore. Sigh, baby, sigh, let me hear you sigh. That's what I'm waiting for. Come on, there, play that beat rhythm. We'll move our feet rhythm. Hand on our to surfer heaven. Baby, kiss just one more time. Put your lips so close to mine. Dance, baby, dance to the surfer dance. Woo! You're moving just fine.
Baby, kiss just one more time. Put your lips so close to mine. Dance, baby, dance to the surfer dance. Woo! You're moving just fine. Keep on pushing that line. Surfing, baby, of mine. Surfing, baby, of mine. Woo! Surfing, baby, of mine. Surfing, baby, of mine. Surfing, baby, of mine. Surfing, baby, of mine.
Lost Discs Radio.
They find this stuff that no one wants to hear.
They find this stuff that no one wants to hear.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know, there's a repeat of My Three Sons coming on TV right now, and Doc, you could go and watch My Three Sons, or you could stick around and listen to the rest of our program on the Lost Discs radio show. Because right now we have an incredible tie-in coming in, and this is very exciting. That same place where I picked up that record of I Know You Rider by the Astronauts, I was spinning there for Dr. Doc Brown, also came into a strange record. Now, this ties in with Jan and Dean, because, Doc, I noticed on this Jan and Dean LP, there's a song written by Zekley, right? Gary Zekley? From
the Yellow Balloon.
He produced the Yellow Balloon. And one of the guys heavily involved with this group, the Yellow Balloon, was
Don Grady.
Don Grady, who played the oldest son on My Three Sons. And Chesty has a up-close personal encounter story about the time she met Don Grady and, like, gave him flowers or something. Now, Chesty, what happened?
It's true. I saw Don Grady at the Bucks County Playhouse, and gosh, he's hot. And so I gave him some flowers, and you know, he liked me too because he wrote back to me.
He wrote you like a letter or something?
Yeah, he sent me a postcard though.
Did he want you to come back to the hotel room with him, Chesty? Now, come
on. Well, I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
I think it was like a bungalow.
Now what happened? Did you actually give him flowers at the end of the play or something?
I did. I had flowers that I bought for myself, but gosh, I took the opportunity to walk up to see him because he was good looking.
And what show was he doing at the time?
Damn Yankees.
Okay. Well,
you know, whatever Lola wants.
Yes.
You know that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chesty, we're going to move into this Don Grady record. Now it's true.
Oh, boy.
Don Grady, before he did this collaboration with Gary Zekley, you know, the surf legend producer Gary Zekley. They did this group called the Yellow Balloon. Well, before that, he had a group, sort of a studio group, I guess, called the Wind Up Watch Band. And he wrote and produced this record on the Canterbury Records label now. It's Don Grady and the Wind Up Watch Band with, of course, a good man to have around the house. And this is exclusively tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
Someone to take you shopping, I'd be there. When you need a permanent, I'd help you dry your hair. When you need to dress, I'd help you pick the clothes to wear. A good man to have around the house. If you don't like wood floors, then I'd have them carpeted. And if you don't like carpets, I would wood floor them instead. If you don't get up, then I could serve breakfast in bed.
Good number.
I'd be a good man to have around the house. Ah, ah, ah.
shout too. I know how to fix a fire so that it's warm and you. I know how to do some things your father just can't do.
Was Strictly Squaresville.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. You'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I tell you right now. Any trick in the book now, baby, all I can find. Everybody is hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I dig that. You know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? I know a beach where, baby, it never ends. When you made your mind up forever to be mine, I tell you right now, any trick in the book can now be all I can find. Superman and Green Lantern, they've got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle in a dark fog, afloat in the sea. You can just sit down thinking on your velvet throne, yeah, about a rainbow, say, you can have for your own. 'Cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll pick up your hands and slowly blow your little mind, 'cause I've made my mind up, you're going to mine. Any trick in the book, I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I tell you right now, I made my mind up, you're going to be mine.
Yeah, there it is tonight, man. None, that one's going out all the way to LF Midwood. We're sending it out for happy birthday salutations to Lee Midwood there, out in Texas, man. None other than Mel Torme. Yeah, man, giving it to you straight here tonight. Some psychedelic scenes. Before that, Don Grady and the Wind Up Watch Band. He's a good man to have around the house. And that's according not just to him, but also to our intern, Chesty.
Woo!
It's here, Chesty.
Woo!
And before that, it was French. Yeah, take it. How about taking your top off?
All right.
Before that, of course, it was Frank Sinatra Jr. It just goes to show that genetics isn't everything. Hey, Here it comes now. Speaking of people that have emailed into the show and are looking for QSLs, we've got a great email in from Bill and Tina. Bill and Tina in Pine, Colorado, getting a fantastic signal, man. 50 dB, an S9 on the S meter. He's receiving us on his HQ-180 with an antenna, which is an inverted L, by the way. That's very exciting. And he's rebroadcasting this program on his low-power home brew transmitter. You see, so that he can transfer it and hear it anywhere in his house, and you never know who else out there in Pine, Colorado might be picking up his low power transmission. Holy hell, folks, you've all gone a little out of control. But we appreciate that. That is really exciting, man.
That's like what I'm thinking of doing. Remember I was talking about that last week.
You want to do some real pirate radio, Doc? Admit it.
I'm getting into it.
You're reading up on your antenna theory.
I am. I gotta talk to Bill a little more about this inverted L design he's talking about.
It's better than a dipole. Yeah, folks, you've been digging the lost.
Yeah.
I guess I should say excuse me after that. Ooh. You've been digging the Lost Discs radio show here over WBCQ. Out of Monticello, Maine, USA. Our studios, in case you cared, were down here in Connecticut, North Haven, Connecticut, and that's where people are sending QSL reports. And if Bill and Tina would like one of those, QSL cards from us, they should, send back their mailing address. But, I know how it is. He's a married guy. He had to cancel his subscription to Playboy a long time ago. He can't be hanging up Lost Discs Radio Show QSL cards with Chesty's cleavage hanging out all over the place, up onto his wall.
That's why we're going to send them to him at work.
Okay. So we'll send them to your work address, Bill, if you want to. It is Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. And email anytime, Doc. Give it to him.
Lost@wbcq.us.
Folks, he's still got it. We'll see you, folks. We're going to say goodnight and turn it back over to Tom and Alan and all those crazy guys up at the BCQ transmitter there in Maine. And Godspeed, folks. We'll catch you next week live here in the month of April of 2005.